We pray. Heavenly Father, as we journey down the road this Lenten season, so prepare our hearts and souls to welcome you anew, to look with new eyes upon Christ's passion and his glorious resurrection, that we might be filled with glory and light, with joy and peace, all that you have made us your own dear children. To you be our thanks and praise, our glory now and forevermore, in Christ our Savior. Amen. Why are my hands all red? Why are my hands red? I am a high priest. I could not have red hands. I'm in God's house. I lift up hands that are red. They'll laugh at me and call me Caiaphas the Red. What am I to do? My hands are all red. These are hands that are devoted to the Lord. These are the hands in his temple that are lifted up. God listens to me as I pray for the people of Israel. These are the hands that pick up the royal turban of the high priest with the gold plaque engraved, "Holy to the Lord." These are the hands that place it on my head. Caiaphas, holy to the Lord. How did my hands become so red? I first noticed it after we had that trial of the peasant who claimed to be the Messiah, that Jesus of Nazareth. We had heard of his miracles, and he was dangerously popular. Our Messiah is here to crush the Romans, not to incite them to come and crush us Jews. It is better for one man to die for the people than that the whole nation perishes. Our Messiah is not to die, but to raise up the nation of Israel and spread it to the north and the south and the east and the west. And our Messiah is to be the king of all Israel. And I am to be their high priest. These red hands, where did they come from? Are your hands red? We had to get rid of Jesus. So the opportunity came. A little bribe to Judas, and he was willing to help us. I had to get my court together quickly. We had to arrest him and bring him in on charges and create some witnesses to testify against him. We had to do this in the dead of night so no one would interfere. We would convict him, and early in the morning we would re-convict him again to make it all legal. For the law says you cannot hold court in the dead of night. A small technicality to us. The plan was that the witnesses would bring evidence, and I could sit impartial on the judge's seat. But these witnesses, they never agree. They didn't agree. Oh, and there was Jesus standing silent. Standing as though he wasn't worried about what we could do to him. Standing almost as though he were in control of what was happening. Finally, in great frustration, I raised my hand and stopped the testimony. This is getting us nowhere. And then all of a sudden, like a light from heaven, a bolt from glory, the thought came upon me, put the question directly to him. And so I got up from my chair and raised my hand to put him under oath of the living God to say, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" And to my delight, he most obviously and clearly said, "I am." He is the Christ, the Savior of Israel. That's all we needed to condemn him to death. And so my hand reached for its seam and it ripped and tore. You could hear the ripping cloth in an act of righteous indignation. I raised my hand and said, "This man is worthy of death." And the others spit on him and beat him. His fate was sealed. And that night, my hands turned red. I know what his followers say about me. They say, "These are the hands of a hypocrite. He raises hands to prayer in the temple and then strikes down God's anointed. He offers sacrifices on God's altar and then kills the Lamb of God. Is this his blood on my hands?" Is his blood on your hands? I remember what Jesus told me after he had admitted that he was the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One. He specifically said, "You will see me again on the right hand of power, the Son of Man sitting there in heaven, and he would return on the clouds of heaven." He would sit on heaven's throne and return to judge all mankind? How ironic. He who is judged is going to come back and judge us. He who was declared to be a blasphemer is now going to come and declare us of blasphemy. It was almost as though Jesus was asking me to repent. Repent? Repent? I'm the chief priest. I'm a Pharisee of Pharisees. I don't repent. I don't go around beating my chest and crying and sobbing like those tax collectors and sinners. "Oh, I have done so much for God and his kingdom. They will welcome me into the courts of heaven." Being the leader of Israel is messy business. Before the nation, you must look holy. But in order to control the people, you need to get your hands dirty. But God has put me in this position, and so I can do whatever is good in my own eyes. I don't agree with King David. King David said, "I confess my transgressions to the Lord, and he has taken away the guilt of my sin." King David, you are a king. Can't you do whatever you want, whenever you want? What, are you like the tax collectors and sinners who must plead for forgiveness? My hands are so red. Are your hands red? Jesus of Nazareth. If Jesus is this Lamb of God, God's own sacrifice of a guilt offering for the sins of the whole world, then shouldn't Jesus' blood on my hands cleanse me from the sins of my soul? His followers tell me that Jesus' forgiveness is received only through faith. Faith in the heart, faith that repents. Do you have faith? Does your faith repent? Is Jesus your Savior? I remember Jesus saying he's going to return on the clouds of heaven. That makes me nervous. I'm filled with worry every night. Should that be true? What would I say before him as I stand before him with red hands, with stained red hands, with the hands of a hypocrite? Are your hands stained with hypocrisy? From little on, have you just gone through the motions of being the children of God? Or do you truly have peace with your God? Once again this year, people will review how we spit on Jesus of Nazareth. They will hear again our cries, "Crucify him, crucify him." Again this year, they will see him hanging on that Roman cross. And hear the testimony of his disciples circulating, "He is risen from the dead." Do you believe he's risen from the dead? That he is your Savior? Perhaps that's truly the difference between being a Pharisee and being a sinner. Between having hands that are stained and hands that are clean. Between looking forward to him coming and returning and being fearful of it. Shalom. Peace. Peace on you and on your family. Amen.